The historical epic they still make, the religious epic, is making something of a comeback, actually. They did, there was Exodus, Gods and Kings, and we've had Russell Crowe in Noah's Ark, which may have actually just been called Noah.
Is this comeback, is it actually going to produce like a successful, well-received film anytime soon?
I don't know. I mean, I think the Noah film made enough money for it to continue. I can imagine that the...
Are you actually making Noah 2?
Well, I mean, for the idea of, you know, making religious films to continue. I believe also that for Noah, they made two cuts of it. One that was much similar to what everyone understands the story to be of Noah is. I mean, everyone knows what the story is. Not many people have read the Bible, it actually says. So there's one cut which is much more similar to what everyone basically understands the story to be, and one cut that is what the story, you know, close to the actual story in the Bible, so they can, in the kind of more Christian parts of America, they can put a more faithful adaptation out.
What, so you mean the first cut doesn't have like on-screen explicit voice of God?
I'm not sure what the difference is.
Yeah, I mean, I know there's been a small spurt of religious epics and so on. I haven't been aware of any of them getting particularly good reviews or anything. Like, Gods of Egypt came out the other week and got panned, didn't it? But I don't know if that was religious or just sort of fantasy Egypt film.
I think that was more of a kind of, fantasy Egypt thing.